we'll start with the big guys.
Hello, I'm Kevin Gilday with NextEra Energy Resources. I'm a project director in their wind development team.
NextEra is one of the country's largest wind developers, and Gilday oversees one of the company's largest markets, Colorado. He says two new wind farms being built on the Eastern Plains to supply XL Energy are on track to be finished before the end of the year, just before the tax credit expires. But beyond that, everything's in limbo.
The fear is that if the tax credit expires and you're not at the point where you have parity with the other forms of generation, the industry is going to die.
NextEra may not die in the U.S. next year, but Gilday says the company has no projects slated for development here in 2013 or 2014. That's unwelcome news to the smaller companies that support and supply all the development that began in earnest when the production tax credit was last extended in 2009. Companies like SGB and Golden, which manufactures transformers that sit atop wind turbines. These boost the voltage so the power can be easily transmitted to faraway markets. The company relocated here from Germany 2 years ago as part of a wave of firms that followed Vestas Wind Systems and other large wind manufacturing companies' entrance into Colorado.
As their orders go down, so do ours.
President Kerwin Stretch was the only employee when the company opened. Now there are 15, most of them here on the assembly line. He had planned to hire two more people until the impasse in Washington over the credit extension. Lately, he says he's had a lot of sleepless nights.
You know, it's always hard to lay anyone off, but when you're talking about laying off 1,000 people out of 3,000, that's not so bad. When you're talking about 8 or 9 out of 15, that's very painful.
The wind industry is used to uncertainty, and executives like Stretch are used to riding out booms and busts due to the on and off again nature of the production tax credit since it first came about in 1992. But because this most recent boom was so big, and the industry and its manufacturers saw such tremendous growth, the coming months could be less a bust and more a cliff, according to analyst Amy Grace.
Basically, never before has so much manufacturing been at risk.
Grace heads the North American Wind Analysis Division at Bloomberg New Energy Finance. She says wind manufacturing jobs are at such risk right now, with the credit possibly going away, because of the price of another commodity, natural gas. It's been falling precipitously.
And it's very, very difficult for any energy source, even coal, to new coal bill to compete with natural gas.
Some in Congress want to do away with all energy subsidies, though.
It could be used for energy research. It could be used to reduce the debt.
That's Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander speaking on the Senate floor this week against renewing the tax credit as part of the payroll tax cut negotiations. Now, Alexander and a few other Republicans, mainly from the South, aren't hiding their distaste of federal efforts to boost wind power more generally either.
The great American West, which conservationists for a century have sought to protect, has become littered with these giant towers.
But all but one member of Colorado's delegation has come out in support of extending the wind production tax credit. And yesterday, Democrat Michael Bennett said he's now working to get it included in a broader transportation bill.
Let's be clear. We have oil and we have coal and we have natural gas. We have abundant wind and abundant sun and entrepreneurial horsepower all across the front range. What we don't have is Washington's cooperation.
Bennett also said yesterday that the wind tax credit extension only needs to be temporary. Back at SGB in Golden, Kerwin Stretch says his industry needs it for about 5 more years. That's what he and others say it will take before wind can be fully cost competitive with traditional fossil fuels.
We're at a critical stage where we started a very small operation, saw 2 years of very good, very aggressive growth, and now hit a spot where all of the work that we've done for those 2 years could potentially be undone.
Even if the credit gets extended soon, Stretch expects his business to taper off next year. For now, things are okay, if not busier than normal, as companies rush orders to get their projects done by the end of the year. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.